At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
There's a pretty large group of moms that are boycotting the new Wicked movie because it's too gay.
Wait a second. Nobody boycotted Top Gun? I mean, come on, guys on the beach, shirtless, playing volleyball.
Never looked at it that way.
Well, Kristen Chenoweth has had to respond to this because there's a pretty vocal group of moms called 1 Million Moms that are boycotting and protesting the Wicked movie because they are claiming that it promotes witchcraft and an LGBTQ agenda and quote-unquote wokeness. This is pretty wild. So the group is saying that Universal Pictures is using Wicked to influence children's perceptions of sexuality and morality.
I haven't seen the movie. Is there any themes in none?
When I say watch that movie, hearing that, I'm like, are you sure you saw Wicked?
It's like they saw a headline and were like, this is the gayest movie ever. Not that they should be saying any of this anyway.
No.
But it's objectively a pretty, I mean, other than like the musical aspect, it's a pretty like hetero movie.
This commentary is so bizarre and so out of left field. And it's like, it's like creating drama. It's creating nonsense for the sake of creating nonsense because you're trying to attach yourself to something that's super popular so you can push your agenda to get people to talk about you. And I feel like they're just attaching themselves to Wicked because they have an agenda they want to push. That could not be any further from the truth.
I think if you have sort of this conservative agenda, that when something like this comes out, even if you're part of that agenda, you're like, oh my God, now they're not going to take us seriously when we do have a serious concern on our agenda. No one's going to take us seriously because you guys are making something out of nothing.
Yeah, it's like people on the extreme, extreme, extreme right. So now Kristen Chenoweth is speaking out. She says, everyone knows the 1 million moms are a mere few hundred, maybe. It's called entertainment, obviously talking about the movie. Artistry. I am a Christian woman who originated the role of Glinda and all the silliness that these women spew out of hate. No, I can't help it. I try to love them anyways because they don't get it. For anyone who wants to see girl power, then go see Wicked on stage or in a movie theater.
Is this similar to that ridiculous group some years ago that was like protesting military funerals and stuff like that?
Westboro Baptist Church.
Yeah, is this similar to that?
I wouldn't say it's similar to that. No, I mean, it's... I wouldn't call them similar, but they both have their stances.
Like so far to the right that even the right is like, you way too far out there.
Yeah, it's just, it's extremism.
Okay.
That's the similarity there is extremism. And like when I left the theater after watching Wicked, what I saw, and I teared up multiple times, I saw somebody getting bullied and then somebody stand up for that person that was getting bullied, which was a beautiful message.
For what? Just going to the movie?
No. I'm talking about the movie, the messages I got from the movie.
Oh,
like plot.
Okay.
Yeah. When you walk away, the messages you walk is like you see somebody, you know, getting bullied and somebody stand up for that person getting bullied, which is a beautiful message. And then you also see female friendship and female empowerment, which is a beautiful message. And then you also see someone standing in their power and accepting themselves for who they are and not bending to be like everybody else. And I see also standing up to the powers that be and standing up for what's right and mm-hmm. not caving just so you can make some money and live lavishly, but standing by your morals. Like, those were the lessons I walked away with after watching the movie.
Everybody I know has left sobbing out of the theater because it's such a powerful movie. So it's so sad that these people who have probably never even seen Wicked have just decided to be like, yay, and then tell everyone not to go see it. But you know who is okay with the gay? And I'm glad you brought up Top Gun, because this was actually my next story, because the U.S. Navy says that Top Gun can be as gay as it wants to be as long as it does good things for the military. So Tom Cruise just...
Is that really your next story?
No, dead ass.
Wow. But there was not the gay tie in there.
Well, I'm making it gay.
Okay.
I'm making it gay. The U.S. Navy has just honored Tom Cruise with its highest honor yesterday for all the work that he's done in media with tying, you know, big movies like Top Gun and A Few Good Men into the military, obviously bringing a lot of good PR to mm-hmm. the United States military. So the U.S. Secretary of the Navy gave him the Distinguished Public Service Award for, quote, outstanding contributions to the Navy and the Marine Corps, obviously through Top Gun and A Few Good Men. Tom said, I admire all the servicemen and women. I know in life something that is very true to me is that to lead is to serve, and I know that to my core, and I see that in the servicemen and women. Good. So shout out Tom Cruise. Being gay is okay.
It has nothing to do with it.
Literally. He said Top Gun is objectively a gay movie. Whatever.
You heard it here first on the Burt Show.
You heard it here first. All right, a new report shows that Chris Brown, Lil Wayne, and more are facing legal trouble after allegedly doing something during the pandemic that they shouldn't have. It's on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.